News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. 3:24 p.m. right now. We're going to move to the next part of the Triple Dipper. Before I do, though, I see I got a caller on line four who held on through the break. I appreciate that. Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. A couple of things to link together what you said. I actually have met Carl Smith. I used to work with his dad out at NASA.
Yeah.
And while I was at NASA, we put together a plan, a draft plan, to go to the city of Huntsville, Madison, and Madison County for volunteer mathematics coaches from NASA that they would they could come in. Well, guess what? The AEA shot us down.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
So, number one, I'm lauding Carl Smith and what he's doing with the Frederick Douglass STEM. He's got a book out you need to look at, that he wrote about Frederick Douglass. Anyway, if this bypasses the AEA to get a third party in there to help mathematics students by coaching them, I think it's a fantastic plan and it's worth $90 million. Consider what the budget is for the schools, and it's not working.
Well, you're right on that. I mean, my only concern, I guess, Thomas, is when I see another plan that involves throwing more money into it, and I'm thinking we keep spending money on new things, and I don't, but I don't argue your point. I mean, and what else do you do aside from school choice, which allows parents to move their kids somewhere else? If the system itself also has to improve at the same time. So, all right, Thomas, great call, man.
I agree with that. I agree. The Magnet School, we can walk and chew gum. This 0.3% of the budget.
All right. All right. You're a numbers guy, obviously. All right, Thomas from Athens, thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend. All right, listen, so 3:26 p.m., before I move into the next section, let me just tell you there's breaking news right now, and this is on the world stage. All right, so literally, as we speak, updates are coming in minute by minute on what is happening with Russia and a pending potential invasion of Ukraine. Now, I'll be honest with you. Russia has gotten the Biden administration so stirred up right now, it would not surprise me. I say this with nothing else other than Putin can't be trusted. Putin plays chess while I feel like Biden plays checkers, if you know what I'm saying. And that's unfortunate. But it's not going to surprise me if Putin literally doesn't invade after giving all indications that he is. Now, does that mean we sit idly by? No. But right now, the Biden administration is very stirred up. I'm not saying it's unfounded to be stirred up, because right now what they're seeing is they are warning U.S. citizens. Breaking news today, as of about the last hour and a half, the White House has announced they are warning all U.S. citizens, of which there may be upwards of 30,000 in Ukraine right now, to exit the country immediately, because they have intelligence indicating that the Putin administration is moving for the launch of an invasion into Ukraine. A U.S. official quoted 15 minutes ago here on Fox News updates, the Ukrainian military is, quote, on edge and more stressed as the prospect for a Russian invasion of the country appears to strengthen. State Department making some calls, again, like I said, to 30,000 Americans who need to leave the country. Other story broke half an hour ago, Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley, is holding phone calls with his Russian counterparts. Yes. Next story broke an hour ago. The Pentagon will be sending an additional 3,000 paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division to Poland in the coming days as the prospect for a Russian invasion of Ukraine appears to grow. So at the direction, quote, this is a quote from an official at Fort Bragg. At the direction of the President, Secretary Austin today ordered to Poland the remaining 3,000 soldiers of the 82nd Airborne Infantry Brigade combat team based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. That's not an accurately done statement. Which BCT? Anyway, the bottom line is a brigade combat team of the 82nd Airborne is en route to Poland. Now, what is their mission there? And this is, I don't know. Deterrence, I think, is part of it. I won't call it hostage rescue, but there is some indications that they may have to be required to help U.S. citizens exit the country. The Biden administration said yesterday, and this kind of galls me, that American citizens have to get themselves out of the country. We'll help you once you get to Poland. Okay. What happens if they get stuck? What happens if they get caught behind the lines? I don't know what to say to that. All I know is the Biden administration apparently has no indications or has made, they are planning nothing regarding going in to rescue people. Continued quote here. All told, 5,000 additional personnel comprise a highly mobile and flexible force capable of multiple missions being deployed to reassure our NATO allies. All right, there it is. Breaking news as Ukraine continues to develop, as we move to our break right now. As Ukraine continues to develop, I'll stop the show once in a while and talk about it. All right? Plenty of things happening around the world. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Here's another breaking news story for you, by the way, before I get into the next part of my triple dipper. Just keeping track of the news, man. I gotta tell you as it comes up, because that's what we do here, live show. Ontario government is freezing donations to the trucker convoy. So you may remember that just the other day, GoFundMe, the GoFundMe website where you can actually raise money for different causes and people and that kind of thing. GoFundMe decided that when $10 million came in for the Freedom Convoy in Canada, they weren't going to let that happen. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. They do not meet our standards. Never mind that GoFundMe had also helped raise money or you know, the accounts for the CHOP or CHAZ group that occupied a part of Seattle last year. Oh, the irony. Anyway, so it moved, the charitable donations moved to a different sourcing or crowdfunding source called GiveSendGo, which is a Christian-based, similar to GoFundMe, but it's a Christian-based organization that does not limit free speech. GiveSendGo raised $5 million almost like overnight. Bam! Trucker convoy's got money coming in left and right for it. Well, now the Canadian government is saying no, and they are not allowing those funds to be released. I'm not sure how they can do that, but nonetheless, they are not allowing those funds to be. They are scared to death. They are scared to death of the idea that these guys would dare to protest the government. They have no idea what to do right now. They've never seen this kind of thing in Canada. I mean, unbelievable. But right now, that Freedom Convoy is in its 12th day, I believe, and showing no signs of letting up. I'm watching video right now of people just basically dancing in the street live in Ottawa, Ontario. They are also jamming up the border crossings. The biggest one, of course, is the bridge between Detroit and Canada, and that's a major hub of commerce. I forgot what the percentage, but a very high percentage of the trade between Canada and the U.S. goes through that bridge, and it is jammed up right now. So it's having an impact. Before I jump into the next part of my triple dipper, which is going to be on Bidenomics, let me say this. I got a phone call on line 5. Will from Huntsville. Hey, Will. Phil Williams on the Right Side. How are you today? Copper, did I lose Will? He dropped off. Grab the mic, Copper. So what happened? We lose.
He just called back. I was trying to get him on.
Okay. Do I wait? What am I doing?
He says he doesn't want to come on air, so never mind.
Okay. I'm not sure what to make of that, but okay. Will, you are welcome on the show anytime, man. Well, let me jump into it. Red hot inflation gave most Americans a pay cut in January. What am I talking about right now? I am talking about Bidenomics. So let me do this. I'm looking at a story right now on Newsbusters. It was not part of my morning resourcing. I finished up my resourcing of the show somewhere, I don't know, early this morning around 7, this story broke about an hour and a half later. Newsbusters is saying that the networks have totally ignored the fact that what we just saw, as of February 10th now, President Biden has completed what has been the worst first year of any president since polling, I guess, has occurred. Since polling became a thing. Well, yeah, his numbers are in the tank, folks. And I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and they're saying that right now 56% of Americans, that's nearly 6 in 10, That means a decent amount of even Democrats are saying that they disapprove of everything that he's done. That's an overall job approval rating. 56%. I mean, think about that. If you're rating that, if you break that down into just 1 through 10, that's 5.6 out of 10. All right? You see what I'm saying? They're literally almost 6 in 10 Americans, which would have to mean, Democrats included, believe that Biden has done nothing that they can approve of. That is epic. A part of that is because, well, it's for a lot of reasons. I mean, there's the international foreign policy embarrassments, like what's happening with Iran, like what's happening with North Korea, like what's happening with, you know, NATO, like what's happening. I mean, you may say, Phil, what's he doing wrong with NATO? Well, think about it. Not only has Putin got him, you know, on the run right now, but NATO doesn't know whether they can even trust us. And so the French and others began to meet with their Russian counterparts separate from the United States. That's never happened before. And then on top of that, you've got the whole Afghanistan withdrawal debacle, and I could go on and on. COVID response. Inflation, though, is where I'm at today. Bidenomics. Story off of Fox, dated today. That's how fresh my resourcing is. Today. Red-hot inflation gave most Americans a pay cut in January. Talking about Bidenomics. All right, so here we are in a tight labor market. We got rapid wage gains. That's kind of cool. You love having wage gains, except when that was wage gains are coupled with supply chain disruption, meaning there's more people with money who have less goods to purchase. That's like the recipe for disaster on things like inflation. So the Labor Department reported on Friday the average hourly earnings for all employees actually declined when you couple wage gains against inflation. We had about a 5% gain in wage. We had a 7.5% rise in the consumer price index, inflation basically. Inflation hit 7.6% total. That's the fastest increase. Listen to me now. This is where we're at. That's the fastest increase in inflation since 1982, 40 years ago. In 40 years, we have not seen inflation like this. Price increases, Fox is reporting. Here's some indications for you. Ready? Energy prices up 0.9% just in January, but they're 27% in the last year. Whew! Gasoline, on average, costs 40% more than it did last year. Food prices have climbed 7% higher in the last year. Used car and truck prices, which are what they call a major component for inflation adjustments, are up 40.5%. 40% increase in the cost of a car, new or used. Shelter costs are up 0.3%, which is not as high, but that's 4% over the year. So that's where we are right now in terms of Bidenomics. So while you are seeing wage growth, we are seeing that considered to be a stagnation or a decrease in net gain to the worker because inflation is outpacing wage growth. All right, so story on the Epoch Times, dated yesterday. Some of what I just said, but they went on to say the consumer price inflation, again, the highest since 1982, says inflation readings in the U.S. are at their highest levels in nearly 40 years, nominal wages accelerating at a faster pace than we've seen in decades. Wages shooting up add to the fears of a possible wage price spiral. Now, I'm not an economist, by the way. Sometimes I read terms and I have to think twice about what I'm reading. I don't know about y'all. Maybe some of you out there are like Mo Brooks and you have a degree with honors from Duke in economics. I don't. But I'm playing catch up here. But I do know this. I know how far my paycheck can go. I know what it takes for Charlene to come back from the store and look at me and go, "You won't believe how much I had to spend at the grocery store." I do. I mean, right now, it is at epic levels. And oh, by the way, how many of y'all call in and tell me? I'd love to hear it. 866-494-9866. I would love to hear the most egregious thing you've seen at the grocery store in recent months. Empty shelves? Yes. And sometimes it's weird stuff. We were talking the night, Charlene and I were talking about this. And she said, you know, it's like, sometimes it's the most random things that are out. Like, why is there no yogurt? Where'd the yogurt go? Has there been a run on yogurt? I don't know. And the next day you can't find milk. And then you come back and you're good to go on yogurt, but now there's no eggs. What is happening? And it seems to make no sense, but it's a supply chain disruption. The inability to ship goods to market is becoming a major issue. And when you have fewer goods, coupled with more wages or wage growth, it's a recipe for inflation, and we're there. Highest in 40 years, y'all. Well, Biden does not take it very well. He doesn't want to be questioned on this. He's doing everything he can to try and talk it down. I got two stories here. Let me go with which one I want to go with first. I'll go with this one. The Daily Caller. Daily Caller, dated yesterday. Daily Caller says President Joe Biden tries to calm fears Thursday after the Consumer Price Index report showed a continued rise in inflation. Here's his statement. We will make it through this challenge. I guess he probably whispered that into the microphone. We will make it through this challenge. Stop whispering at me. That's creepy. All right. He goes on to say, the president issued a statement Thursday morning highlighting his priorities and trying to focus on his administration's, quote, historic success. Okay. That's called spin, y'all. So this is, quote, my two top economic priorities have been trying to create a growing economy with more good-paying jobs and to lower the prices Americans have faced from global problems of inflation related to the pandemic. I think you failed, sir. I am pretty sure that's a no-go. You are a no-go at this station. Do some push-ups. I'm sorry. That was Army Phil coming out. No, it's really not that funny. Biden went on to admit, by the way, I've wondered sometimes, does he even know? Does he know? I can't tell sometimes if he even knows. Well, he said this, though. He said, it does affect families when you walk into a grocery store and you're paying more for whatever you're purchasing. It matters. It matters to people when you're paying more for gas. And then he goes on to say, although in some states we got the price down below $3 a gallon. Yay! All right, I'm just saying that's an indication, though, that he does know this is happening. And by the way, he does not like being questioned on it. So you know what's happening right now? The press is starting to turn on him. They're not giving him the free pass. And they're not being super, you know, ostentatious. They're not going after him like they did with Trump. But they're starting to ask questions and expecting an answer. And when they don't get it, they question again, and then folks from the administration are kind of perplexed as to why you would ask me twice. Why didn't you like my answer the first time? Well, he was on NBC Nightly News being interviewed, the president was, by Lester Holt. Lester Holt typically, you know, has been, you know, accommodating of the Biden administration. Lester Holt, in another hostile moment with the media, President Biden, this is a story from Fox News, President Biden hit back at Lester Holt during a sit-down interview. I saw the clip on this. He did. It was kind of a snarky. It wasn't like he was like getting argumentative. He just like, oh, man. Come on, man. That kind of thing. Holt said, here's what Holt's question was. After inflation had gone up 7.5%, Holt said, back in July, you said inflation was going to be temporary. I think a lot of Americans are wondering what your definition of temporary is. Well, Biden retorted back to him, okay, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit. I understand that's your job. And he proceeded to try and blame inflation on the supply chain crisis at that point. So Lester Holt's being a wise guy for asking him about 7.5% 40-year inflation, a record in a cascading down spiral of disaster in this administration. Copper, take me to a break before I run out of breath. So listen, folks, I'm going to continue with this because there are indications that we're not done yet. And I've got some great stuff here I want to go over with you. Not the least of which is you might want to hear, what is our favorite Democrat, Joe Manchin, saying? He feels somewhat gratified right now that what he's been saying all along is true. Phil Williams, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. 3:54 p.m. right now. Some of y'all are, you can smell the barn. It's like, oh, it's almost go-home time. The afternoon drive is upon us. But yeah, you got maybe a little bit more time left to go. We're with you. Stay tuned in. Hey, here's an update to a story I said earlier. It was a breaking news story on the big screen here in the studio that said that the government in Ottawa was not going to allow Give, Send, Go to distribute funds to the Freedom Convoy. Remember, I said earlier, GoFundMe had raised, people had raised $10 million through GoFundMe. GoFundMe then decided they were going to become political and not allow freedom of speech, and they shut it down, shocking everybody. Like, where's the $10 million going to go? Well, that's still being resolved as far as I know. They say they're going to reimburse it. I don't know how that's happening. Multiple attorneys generals, by the way, are filing suit and investigating GoFundMe over this issue, because their citizens of their states had contributed money, and they want to know where it went. Then the story shifted. Another organization called Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is a Christian-based crowdfunding source similar to GoFundMe. But Give, Send, Go quickly raised, I want to say, $5 million and said they intend to distribute it. Well, David from Huntsville, thank you for the update. A minute ago, I said that the government in Ottawa was not going to allow the distribution of those funds. However, I just got a text from David in Huntsville, who sent me a screenshot of someone posting online, and I hope it's all true. It says, Give, Send, Go says they'll be dispersing the money to the Canadian truckers, totally ignoring the Ontario court ruling that the funds should be frozen. In other words, honk, honk. I hope that's true. That's righteous. That is righteous. All right. Yeah, listen, grab the mic, Copper. What are you saying?
Oh, yeah, I'd heard of that organization, and I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, I'm glad to see an organization, by the way, that actually stands up for, you know, freedom of speech. I mean, it's not like they're giving money to a pedophile ring or something. I mean, these are folks that are out there, and this money is going to be used to, you know, probably buy gas, defray legal expenses, and who knows what else. And the Ottawa government is trying their best to not let them have any leg up in this protest. But yeah, Give, Send, Go. If this is accurate, then Give, Send, Go is telling them where to go. So there's that. All right, I was finishing up a section, which we're probably going to continue into the next hour. I'm on Bidenomics. I don't know. You know what? I want to do Joe Manchin a little better than this. So I'm gonna hold this story till after the top of the hour. But I've got stories here right now about what economists are saying. Oh, by the way, what is Biden and Elizabeth Warren? What do they possibly blame inflation of 7.5% on? When your energy prices rose, you know, almost 10% in 1 month, what could they possibly blame it on? I'll be there to tell you, because I've got a report right here. One of them is just a report basically on where are the biggest price hikes. I mentioned earlier, used cars are up 40%. So yeah. Hey, I just got another text. Let me see what that was. Chris from Madison is saying, it's true. Give, Send, Go made a statement that Canada has no jurisdiction over their company. Yes. Yes. That is awesome. All right. Glad to hear it. Thank you, Chris from Madison. Appreciate you. So I got David from Huntsville, Chris from Madison. This is a real-time show, folks, on a Friday afternoon. I got a whole bunch of right-side ruffians out there that just stay in touch. They are helping me stay on top of the news as it breaks. But yeah, that's very cool. I'm going to go online right now and see if I can just go ahead and type in Give, Send, Go and see what happens. I'm going to Twitter, Give, Send, Go, and I'm going to find a story. Latest on Give, Send, Go is, oh, I love that picture of the Canadian and United States flag side by side. Canada cannot freeze Give, Send, Go. It's in the U.S. Yes. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and having more fun than a man should be allowed to have on a Friday afternoon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right, right here on Right Side Radio. Time now, 4:07 p.m. Got to tell you, folks, I was over talking to the folks at ZLA Solutions yesterday. They're just kicking it. I mean, it's amazing. The bottom line is they just had the best year they've ever had, and they just are like got new contracts opening up. They're about to go through a major hiring in this listening area, Cullman and Huntsville. I won't announce where the two candidates are, but we're talking hundreds of available jobs, and they've got them posted on their website when they do. So go to ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. Jobs posted all over North Alabama. Lots of them with great pay and benefits. They told me some of the jobs they've got are listing at over $20 an hour with benefits. That's big doings, y'all. So if you're looking for a job, they've got them. If you're an employer and you're looking to hire people, they can do that for you too. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if you need it. They will get all of it done at ZLA Solutions. Their thing is, their mantra is, they like to say at ZLA Solutions, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. All right, back on number two of the Triple Dipper, Bidenomics. So, yeah, Bidenomics, they basically suck. And that's just, I'm just going to be real candid. Bidenomics. So I'm looking at one story right now off of Yahoo Finance. No, it's Bloomberg. I'm sorry. Bloomberg reporting U.S. mortgage rates are surging to the highest level in more than 2 years. And I'm looking at a chart. You know, I got the Freddie Mac graph here that's showing where the rates have been, over the last few years. We had, and by the way, as an attorney, not only do I litigate and do things, I've also got, my firm has a pretty thriving real estate practice. I see the rates quite often because I do the closings and I see the paperwork when it comes through. You know, and I would see people in the low, you know, the mid twos. I think the lowest one that I saw, and they probably had to buy points to get it, was somebody that had a 2.25% interest rate. That's wonderful. That's amazing. Now, right now, the average rate, according to Freddie Mac, is somewhere around 3.69. So what we're seeing here is an escalation, and the market's responding. This is based upon all things coming together, all right? And then you combine that with the fact, though, that you've got housing costs are out of this world. I mean, it's a seller's market right now. It's a seller's market in real estate. So if you're out there and you're thinking time to put the house on the market, yeah, the only problem you got, though, is the inventory is low, the prices are high, so you might sell your house and not be able to find something to replace it. If you're building right now, it's getting better, but the cost of building or construction materials has been through the roof because of supply chain issues and all of that. So inflation is causing all kinds of problems. People are speculating right now, though, that this rise in the interest rates for 30-year mortgages is going to drive two groups. One is those who have been afraid or thinking about, you know, sitting on the cusp of whether they're going to buy a house or not, are afraid that it's going to pass them by and the rates are going to keep climbing, are going to jump into the market feet first and we're going to see a surge. Then you're going to see others, though, who are going to be stubborn about it, and they're going to pull out of the market and abandon the opportunity and just wait and see if the market stabilizes later. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch, but that's another piece of Bidenomics, mortgage rates rising. The other story, I mean, I'm just tell you right now, there are samples of this, but like here's a story off of CNBC. CNBC reporting that Kellogg's is having to raise its prices again. So Kellogg's, you know, makers of cereals and others, they're having to raise their prices again because of double-digit cost inflation. It hits the manufacturers, too. Now, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden want you to believe that corporate greed is all to blame. It's price gouging. It's corporate greed. Do they think that the ingredients for the products that we buy at the grocery store or the materials required to build the cars that we drive or anything else, do the manufacturers get those for free? No. They're as impacted by the supply chain as the end user consumer. I mean, come on. It's called economics. And the supply chain works throughout the system. The supply chain supplies the suppliers, for that matter. the supply chain supplies the manufacturers, and the supply chain definitely impacts the end user consumer. So right now what we're looking at, story off theblaze.com. Theblaze.com dated yesterday, as inflation indications hit a 40-year high, Manchin, that's Senator Joe Manchin, Manchin mocks the idea that government can fix the economy with more spending. What is Biden's solution right now? If we just pass the Build Back Better bill, it will stimulate the economy. No, what's happening is you're throwing so much money into the economy. You're also throwing money in there that's going into people's pockets, so to speak. It has a wage effect, so we're seeing a surge in wage effect. But then you're also seeing a suppression of supply. And so people have more money to spend than they have goods to buy, which drives up the cost of the goods, because then at some point the supply chain also raised the cost of the goods for manufacture. And the whole thing is just, it's called inflation, y'all. And we're at a 40-year high. 7.5% inflation. We have not seen this since February of 1982, 40 years ago this month. TheBlaze.com saying that Joe Manchin is literally saying, in his reaction to the news about this new economic report, he's claiming vindication for his staunch opposition to Joe Biden's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better spending plan. Here's his quote. He's, "For months I've been ringing the alarm bell about inflation. Once again, we are witnessing the threat of inflation is real. There's not a corner of this nation where hardworking families are able to escape the noticeable impact of inflation taxes." And by the way, when he says inflation tax, what he means is government policies being set that cause inflation to rise, which suppresses the ability of your paycheck to buy enough, is just like getting taxed. If government causes the inflation through bad policy, it's as if they raise taxes on you. Joe Manchin, Democrat, he's right. Here's one of the things that I found interesting off a website called basedpolitics.com. What are the various aspects of goods that we purchase? Where are they in the inflation rate? Because we're looking at an average consumer price index of 7.5% increase in a year. All right. The highest level in 40 years, like I said. But the different components of that have different rates. So with inflation being at a 40-year high, where are we seeing? Okay, I told you a while ago, used cars, incredibly right now, used cars are at 40.5%. Whew! 40.5% increase. Gas, 40% increase in the last year. Rental cars, 29% increase. Are you hearing this? Good Lord. Utilities, utility gas, like heating gas, 24% increase. Golly. Hotels, 21% increase. Furniture, 20% increase. Bacon, this is heresy right here. Bacon, 18% increase. Steak, 17% increase. Peanut butter, 15.5% increase. Eggs, 13%. New cars, 12%. Electricity, 11%. Chicken, 10%. Oranges are 10% more. Well, like I said, Base Politics quotes Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden as quoting it being a result of corporate greed and monopoly powers. And economists polled all over the nation are calling bunk on that. 81% of all of the economists that were polled by the same organization called Base Politics, surveyed by IGM Chicago, being an independent pollster group, and how many did they polled? A bunch of them. Anyway, they all came back and like 81% of them said, 84% said, no. This is what happens when cynical politicians push economic illiteracy to avoid the blame for their own government actions. There's a great quote. Somebody write that down. This is what happens. I'll say it again. This is what happens when cynical politicians push economic illiteracy to avoid the blame for their own government actions. Wow. Well, folks, to wrap up this section of Bidenomics, spelling it out for you about where we are. You know, I do take heart in the fact that, listen, we got the 2022 midterms coming up. Policy can change when it's not all centered in one party. All right? policy can change. It may be a Biden administration exerting pressure for regulatory burdens, but the legislature has an opportunity to speak into the moment. And right now they won't. They're accommodating and enabling everything he wants to do. But they're beginning to see it. They're panicking. 2022 midterms are going to be big. And then keep in mind, we also have an election coming up for him just 2 years later. And I want to point out to you something I said before, and I want you to take heart at this. It took a Jimmy Carter to bring us a Ronald Reagan. Remember that? Some of y'all remember exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I know that some of y'all don't, but it took a Jimmy Carter to bring us a Ronald Reagan. It took the Carter era of gas lines and economic crisis and international foreign policy debacles, attempts to rescue the Iran hostages that failed, all on his watch. Other policies that were deemed, I mean, it was so bad, at one point he had his own version of the Freedom Convoy when 3,000 farmers drove their tractors to the Washington Mall and blockaded parts of Washington, D.C. because of foreclosures on family farms. It was all during the Carter era, and it took a Carter to bring us the new day of a Ronald Reagan. And life changed for the better, and we entered into the Reagan years of prosperity, strength, peace through strength, and a new day on the world stage. We have an opportunity to make a correction, and I think we're getting there. For right now, we have to ride out this storm. All right, that's enough for that. Copper, go ahead and take us to a break. We'll finish out. That's 1 and 2 on the Triple Dipper. I did Sweet Home Alabama. I did Bidenomics. Number 3 on the Triple Dipper is coming up. School choice is now, is what I'm saying. You want to call in, 866-494-9866. I still want to hear what your experience is at the grocery store. Call and tell me, 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio on a Friday afternoon. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got some callers that held on during the break, and I appreciate that, so let me just grab those. Line 3, Clay from Madison. Hey, Clay, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Dr. Ruffian, I presume?
Yes, indeed. What can I do for you?
Hey, my wife works at a grocery chain, and she does tags. And we'll, on a weekly basis, they'll do anywhere from 8 to 12,000 tag changes. And
wow.
Except for things like your perishable produce and meats and things that will change according to whatever, farmers markets or a freeze or, you know, but prices always go up and they never come down. And yeah. It doesn't matter what economic situation is occurring or not occurring or anything. When a price goes up, it never comes down.
Isn't that crazy? You're right. I don't recall ever seeing that. I mean, unless you're getting the 2-for-1 sale on something that's half expired, you know. But yeah. So so when you say tags, you're talking about price tags. She's changing the price tags up to 8 to 12,000 of those a week. Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Clay. Appreciate the call, man. You stay in the audience, Right Side Ruffian, I can tell. Let me go to line 5 before I run out of time. Line 5, Mark from Athens. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm great, Phil. I got to say this. I'm recently, in the last 4 years, my wife and I have become empty nesters with our last child going off to college. And, you know, when we started going to the grocery store 4 years ago, we average, you know, about 150 a week for the two of us to have meals and stuff like that.
Right.
And now, and my wife is a financial guru. She keeps records on everything. And she's saying that we have increased our grocery bill in the last year by $200 a week. So we're spending $350 a week now for what we were spending $150.
Wow.
You know, for 3 years.
It doesn't feel like you're eating anything different than you used to, does it?
No. I mean, we're old folks. We're set in what we eat, you know. We buy just about the same thing every time we go, you know. The only thing that changes is meat, you know. We may buy a different kind of meat this time or something, you know. But just for two adults, you know, that only eat, basically only eat a dinner, you know, and possibly a breakfast every now and then because we're off at work all the time, you know. It's just crazy how much we have to spend now.
It really
compared
is.
To what we did 3 years ago. And you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I remember.
I was there with the Carter years, so I know what you're talking about, the Carter years. So,
But Carter years brought us a Reagan years, so that's what I'm hoping for.
That's
come
exactly
2024.
Right, and I'm hoping that's what this does this in 2024. I'm hoping that's what we get.
Yeah, bro.
Is another Reagan-esque type presidential candidate.
Well, Mark from Athens, appreciate your call, brother, and thank you very much. Stay in the audience, and wow. You know what? Every once in a while, you just want to splurge and get, like, saltine crackers as opposed to the plain crackers, just, you know. But yeah, it's amazing how much things cost. I remember Charlene used to be the master. Back when we were doing youth ministry full-time, had zero money to work with, she would literally sit down, write out the menus for the entire month, and go and feed a family of four on about $200 to $225 for the whole month because she shopped by the ingredients and had the pre-planned menu, which cut down on the surplus that she didn't need necessarily. And that was just huge, and it saved us. I mean, it literally saved us back in the day. But now I so relate to our last caller there, Mark from Athens. Charlene and I are empty nesters, you know, and daggum, what in the world? Buying bacon is like a splurge now. It's just unreal. All right, folks, listen, we're going to come back. I'm going to number three on the Triple Dipper. School choice is now, but you can still call in 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Heading into the final half hour of the show for the week. We'll be right back.